Sesame Street is taking on some very grown-up problems. This is Elmo asking about a friend's mom.
Daddy, how come Carly's mommy had to go away?
Elmo first met Carly back in May. Carly is 6.5 years old with bright green fur. She lives in something that grown-ups call foster care.
Why is Carly so sad?
She's having a hard time, Elmo. But we're here for her. We're her for now parents.
What does for now parents mean?
Well, Elmo, Carly's mommy's been having a hard time, so we are her foster parents, or her for now parents. We will keep her safe until her mommy can take care of her again.
This week, Elmo learned why Carly's mom went away, and he learned a new word, addiction.
Addiction makes people feel like they need a grown-up drink called alcohol or another kind of drug to feel okay. That can make a person act strange in ways they can't control.
The opioid crisis today, people don't stop and think, what does that mean to the young children?
That second voice there, that's Sherry Weston of Sesame Workshop. Carly's story is appearing on the website Sesame Street in Communities.
With everything we do research, we start with advisories, and we began hearing from our partners who work directly with vulnerable children and family about certain prevalent issues that were having a negative impact on young children.
Sesame Street has not shied away from tough issues. It's dealt with homelessness, autism, and incarceration. Weston says the timing was right to talk to kids about addiction.
To see that Carly has a similar experience can be very powerful and very comforting and help them feel less alone.
Will Carly's mommy get better?
Oh, well, she's working hard on it. She's taking good care of her body and mind so she can stay healthy and make good choices.
Oh, good. Elmo's really happy for her.
Oh, me too, son.
Sherry Weston says the story of Carly and her mom is going to keep developing and growing.
Well, Carly is still in foster care, and her mother is in treatment, but she's also in recovery. So we're always creating storylines where there is optimism and hope, and there are sunny days ahead.
And you can follow Carly's story and her mom's story if you go to the website sesamestreetincommunities.org.